How's it going, everyone? Welcome, as always, to the Downtime Gaming Podcast, your number one podcast destination every other week for the news, reviews, and more within the world of the board games, the video games, and anything else fun you can do in your hard-earned downtime. On this week's show, we've got various news, good news and bad news, but we're trying to steer away from the end of the bad news because it's a new year, fresh start, etc, etc. We've also got games we played like Sonic, Marvel, Ni No Kuni, and loads of other fun stuff. Let's get started, shall we? As always, I'm host, welcome to the show. Hello, my name is Sam. And across the airwaves, it's Chris. How's it going, dude?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, happy 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah, this fortnightly cycle for this month. You know, it's been all right. It's been all right.
Yeah, it's been not too bad.
Yeah, man, it's good though. It's good. Oh, shit. I'm on a diet. Do you have any kilos? Let's play the game. How fat do you think I was at the 2nd of January, and how much weight do you think I've lost in 2 weeks?
Very and some.
110, and I've lost 6 keys in about 2.5-3 weeks.
That's pretty good.
So I'm averaging about 2 kilos a week, mate. Fucking yeah. Trim this shit.
Yeah, when the fat comes off that quick, you know that you were in a bad place to start with. It's like... Perfect. Are you doing a thing, or are you just like being healthy?
Both. Yeah. I'm doing badminton once or twice a week for about hours.
Like, are you doing a diet plan? Oh. I mean, or are you just being like, don't eat trash?
Don't eat a whole tub of fucking ice cream. Yeah, basically that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing like easy a bits. Vegan area or anything like that. I'm not doing a keto or IF. Just eating healthily and having smaller portions.
That's insane that like all you've done is eat like a regular human and you're losing 2 kilos a week. So imagine how much shit you were eating beforehand.
Oh, I've cut my calories, man. Like I'm looking about 1500 a day, if that.
The dude next to me is doing like triathlon training, dude next to me at work. And so he's working out 3 times a day. And so he's consuming like 4,500 calories. He's just like, I'm constantly like every half hour, he's like, I'm hungry. I need to snack. I'm like, shut up. You're making me hungry. Mm-hmm. If having somebody next to you just being like, oh, I'm so hungry, like makes you hungrier. It's very annoying.
I've not seen
he needs the calories because it's fucking annoying. It's like, I can't be like, stop eating. Because like, you should eat more, just eat more in less like sections.
Eat a 12 pack of eggs every 2 days, you know, basically. Yeah.
Get it done.
Stuff himself with chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do love a bit of chicken and rice. Been getting well back into that life.
Yeah. Plain Jane.
But yeah, 6 keys in nearly 3 weeks, man. I'm not gonna complain.
No, that's pretty good.
By the time the birthdays roll around, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Yeah, man. But yeah. Good Christmas, good New Year's, good work, good January. Fuck January. Can I just throw out there? Fuck January.
Yeah, January sucks. Fuck January.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. I had similar thoughts. Christmas was good, and bits of it have been good in the last week, but yeah, we've had various levels of illness and not sleeping well and all that kind of stuff. But it's amazing what like one good sleep can do after a week of 3 to 4 hour. It's broken into 7 bits. Average will do to you. Like one good night, and I'm like, oh yeah, I can do loads of stuff. Hasn't helped the voice though. I don't know if that it's coming across, but I've got a cider and a lemsip to help the voice. I know that's to balance out the good and the bad. So we'll see how far I can go. I've not talked much deliberately today to preserve the voice, but I should be able to get an hour in.
I'm sure the audience appreciates your
my sacrifice. Yes. I mean, it is like medium self-inflicted. Like I felt like mostly okay, but then I was at Arsenal Man United yesterday and I basically screamed for 90 minutes. It was a very good game.
I mean, that's going to do it though, isn't it?
It was worth screaming for 90 minutes, but then you get home and you're like, oh God, what have I done? Right, shall we progress into segment number 2? Which is the news. We haven't done news in like a month, so I could have pulled loads of stuff, but we've kept it relevant to this week's stuff. It was a conscious decision. Sam didn't want to scroll backwards far enough through the stuff. But also, there's no point talking about stuff that happened ages ago.
No.
One thing that did happen in the past, Awesome Games Done Quick, wrapped The week-long speed running marathon that they do twice a year. It's really, really good. They raise loads of money. For some reason, I'm on an Kotaku Australia, so this is in Aussie dollars. But they raised 3.74 million Australian dollars for charity.
Cool. So about 1.6, 1.8 million?
Are you doing pounds?
No. You know, the good money. You know.
No, you need to do dollars.
The king's just like money.
It doesn't matter. They raised a whole bunch of money. They love money. They love raising money. It went well. It was not in person again for the third year in a row for various reasons. This one wasn't entirely COVID. It was, they said it was a backlash to continued disregard for COVID-19's dangers and an increased aggression towards LGBTQ plus individuals in Florida, where they normally host. So kind of COVID, kind of fuck you to the state. I didn't want to bring like loads of people over and trade and that kind of stuff, which is fair enough. They do okay. The online ones are quite good. You do miss some of the energy of having the people in the room like popping off, but good fun nonetheless. And they raised a whole bunch of money. 4 world records broken as well, which is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Less pressure though than when you're sitting on the stage doing it in there. But.
Or you watch the Undecided one where he fucks up the final boss run like 3 times in a row and you're like, oh, yeah, I feel so bad for you.
When I posted that in the chat, I was like, oh, incited. I was like, oh, this run was actually not very good. I didn't post about it again. It was like, oh man, it wasn't very interesting. Didn't have a co-commentator and yeah, died on the final boss 3 times. It's like, oof, that's not what you want. That's not what you need.
It's just like, one hit and I'm dead. But don't worry, I won't get hit and I'm just watching just like, yeah. All right, if you want to live on the knife edge, mate, by all means.
They needed somebody else on the couch, either a distraction of talking them through it, or like just be like,
it's
"Oh, you can do it."
It's a 3 a.m. slot as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The energy
was
low.
A bad slot. Yeah. Anyway, good stuff. Did you see anything else cool? I was unfortunately working like almost solidly. I think I saw about 3 runs in total this year.
I'm catching up on YouTube. So yeah, I watched the Lion King. You know, the Mega Drive Lion King game?
Yeah, I love that. They do that every year.
Oh, mate, really did you watch it yet?
Not this year, no.
The fucking facts that man dropped about the Lion King game, straight into my repertoire. I've already been quoting them to people, you know, like...
That game's so fucking hard.
Oh, dude.
For the regulars. I remember owning and never completing that game.
So, that's and one of the facts.
Also, so,
so Disney made that game alongside the film. So, it is one that was released at the same time. But they realised the game was too easy, and this was back when rental gaming was so big that you needed the game to be harder, so you couldn't just rent the bastard and give it back same day. So they purposely amped the difficulty for like the American English release.
Nice.
So actually, that is artificially increased difficulty for that reason.
I'd imagine that quite a lot of games around then were artificially hard. Like any arcade game make you bet in quarters.
Oh my God. I went to an arcade in Bedford. Somebody set up like some Raspberry Pi systems.
Oh, nice.
I was playing shit like Defenders, Space Invaders. I couldn't even do the first level of Space Invaders after 4 tries.
No. Oh, really?
This is embarrassing, man. I was like, I spent my whole life being a nerd. And I can't even complete the first fucking level on Space Invaders. But yeah, hard as hell. For good reason.
Yeah, deliberately hard.
Like the original Time Crisis, playing that and you're like, oh yeah, this game gets hard as shit.
This game is bullshit to make you put in an extra pound or whatever it is now.
Oh,
it's more than a quarter.
God forbid how much it costs these days.
I think they're £2 now.
But simultaneously, playing Time Crisis with a G-Kun gun, that was some nostalgia straight to the veins. With the foot pedal as well to get in and out of cover. I was like, that was good.
Nice. I did virtual clay pigeon shooting the other day.
Did you?
There's a couple of places in London popped up called Clays, where you go, and it's one of these, same as like Flight Club and Electric Shuffle and all these things, which are like trendy bar / activity. And it's, yeah, they've turned like proper rifles into gun, like video game gun. And then the screen pops up and the clays pop along and you do, you know, basically duck hunt shooting.
Cool. Yeah,
it was really good, like having a heft of a gun and firing it as well. And I did very well, as I'm used to video games, I guess, and shooting and that kind of stuff. And it was a work event, and there was 20 odd people. We played 3 games, and I came first.
Wow.
Yeah, which is always good to flaunt my shooting ability of those that no, I'm not going to end that joke because that's bad taste. Terribly bad taste. Moving on. So AGDQ, check it out. The Summer Games Done Quick will obviously be back. They announced the dates for that at the end of this one. It was going to be May 28th to June 4th. there you go. Oh, and also GDQ, they host an all-women speedrunning event called Frost Fatales. So that's February 26th to March 4th. So there you go. Speedrunning. It's fun. There's been a lot of people losing their jobs recently. That sucks. We're not going to go into it because it's literally every company. Yeah. Every tech company is cutting 10,000-ish. Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon. Everyone is affected. It sucks. If you want to read more, read about that. We're not in the best place to advise on that. There was a rumor going around that 343 Industries would take a step back from Halo development going forward. Some of the Microsoft layoffs were, obviously it was Microsoft as a whole, but they confirmed that quite a few were also 343, Bethesda, and someone else as well. So there was a rumor that Halo would be taken off of 343, other way around. But they have come out and said that Halo and Master Chief are here to stay, insists the 343 studio head. He actually came out and posted that they will continue to develop Halo now and in the future, which was met with a mixed reception.
Yeah.
Because they've had a few chances now at bat. And, yes.
4, 5, Infinite, the Master Chief Collection.
Yep.
Like, they have failed to deliver a good Halo in a long time. So, yeah.
That's pretty unfair. They always deliver part of a very, very good game. Like, there's redeeming things in all of them. Like, I really liked 4. The story was a mess. But the level design, I thought, was quite good. 5, other way around, the plot and the gameplay wasn't very good at all, but people absolutely loved the multiplayer. Infinite had really good multiplayer, but they just absolutely failed on a long tail for it. Mm-hmm. Like, Season 2 was 1 year long, and it was, like, one gun and one map. It's like, you cannot sustain a game
if
like
that. If it was just a multiplayer game, it would have done better. Because it was a life services game, the expectations were changed and failed.
I don't think so. I think even in the days of, like, not a life service game, like, you had Call of Duty map packs every 3 months with, like, mm-hmm. 6 new maps. Like, you need to keep a game fresh and to be like, boom, this is Halo, this is a battle pass, there are seasons, there's content, and then just have no content.
Is Forge out yet?
Yes. Forge is very, very... Forge beta, I think.
Okay, so we're still in Forge beta.
Yeah. But apparently that is, like, incredible, the best Forge ever. But that's, I mean, like, siloed teams there are doing very good stuff. But the whole thing, which is what a lot of the people that lost their jobs were saying, is management are just not up to scratch. Like, the Microsoft management that are managing the studio, then the studio management, which are trying to, you know, manage expectations / manage teams. Something in that layer of between Microsoft and people in the ground doing the work is just completely broken. And when the rumor came out, it was going to be 343 would still exist. they would be like the bearer of Halo. You know, they'd oversee the lore and all that kind of shit. But they'd get other developers in to actually make the games. And as far as rumors go, it's probably not what they wanted. But people were like, oh, that actually sounds pretty good. And when 343 came out and said, like, no, we're developing it still. It was kind of a bit like, oh, man, that sounded like a good idea. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, have someone, like, Halo's big enough now where they're killing it, but it should be big enough now where it should be an entire franchise where you do need a whole studio that oversees everything. And then, you know, they make sure the lore's fine. They make sure the continuity's fine. They you know, help out. They have the assets and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Get involved then, you know, in stuff like the TV show and, yeah, you know, the whole
exactly.
bigger
you have
picture piece.
Someone working on that, you'd be like, oh, okay, we'll get Creative Assembly to make Halo Wars 3, or like, we'll grab Arcane to do like a single player Halo, you know, game. Like, you know, whatever it is, they bring in developers and then they manage it. And that sounded really good because Halo deserves better. And as it is, we're now back to, we might get single-player DLC in 5 years, and then we're not going to get another game for 9. Like, whatever is happening there, they're just not up to scratch for Halo, I think. Fun game. They just don't know how to do it quicker. They need to do it quicker and better. Quicker and better.
This is the thing, you say they do a good job, but I'm like, they need to land it. Like, you know, stupid things like choosing not to start with the cult campaign, which is benchmark of Halo games for a lot of people growing up playing it.
Yeah.
Not having Forge, which again is a huge part of that gameplay. the Battle Royale mode, I don't think that's live yet either, that they've been talking about.
They might have just silently cut
that. So this is what I mean. So there's a lot of things they promised that have never delivered or materialised, or they've materialised but part way. And you're like, guys, you're just burning all of that good faith and trust you built. You know,
I had great fun playing the multiplayer when it came out.
Really, yeah, I did for about 5 days.
Yeah. I played it a bit longer. I played it for about 4 or 5 weeks. And by then, like, the 6 maps that you play on loop get really, really tired. And, like, I mean, 6 weeks into a game, like, fucking, there would be, in any other game, there would be new shit. Like, in Fortnite, there'd be a whole new map. There'd be, like, 10 new characters and new powers and new stuff. Or, you know, in Call of Duty, there's themes that change and the battle pass would change and there's new characters to get, new missions, that kind of stuff. And Halo was just like, okay, we'll grind out to level 100, plus you're not getting XP for each game. For fuck's sake. Like, you're actively, it's like someone there is trying to make it not as fun. But the gameplay was really solid. That's the annoying thing. Like, it was, there was a good game just wrapped in just malaise. It was very annoying. So yeah, this was a bit of a mixed message where everyone preferred the rumor and now they've come out and confirmed the rumor's not true. And people are a bit like, oh, me.
Mm-hmm. Give it up a couple of months, they'd be like, oh, that was a lot of positivity about that rumor, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then somebody at Microsoft would look at that and be like, that would actually save us money as well, because we could cut all of the developers or move them around. Like, that's the thing. Like, when businesses say they're cutting 10,000 employees, they're not actually cutting 10,000 employees. They're probably cutting about 5,000. And then the rest are being moved around, or, you know, it's hiring freezes and that kind of stuff. So, you know, people get affected, but it's not as bad as the headline number. Anyway, Halo deserves better than Forspoken.
Forspoken. That's such a shame. That's a shame. I'm actually kind of like, I was really excited for that game.
And I'm kind of relieved I don't have to buy it.
It does save me needing into PS5 for another 6 months. So yes, there is an argument that this worked out well. But I really wanted it to be good.
Yeah.
And what I've seen so far, like the way they talk isn't a deal breaker for me. I get why some people really hate that, but no, it's a little bit cringe. I can deal with it. Like,
but did you watch the video that Scott posted from Eurogamer? But it's not like, oh, the people talk so you can ignore it, because you can't ignore it, because it fucking takes control away from you. Like, you have to stand there and listen to it. And when you talk to everyone, it's like fade to black, person talks, fade to black, back in the game. So it's not like it's going on in the background and you're just like, oh man, shut up, while you're, you know, in God of War. You know, everyone like bemoans the people fucking shouting you were trying to do puzzles, but at least you're throwing your axe and you're rolling around whilst they're doing it, and you can be like, ah, shut up, whilst you're hitting stuff. In this, it's like completely takes control from you. It sounds like, sounds awful.
Or like High on Life, for a game that talks absolute bullshit at you, but at least the entire time you can still play the game.
Yeah.
And like, you can turn the guns down. You can turn the guns to not speaking at all if it really gets under your tits. I'm like, just, that's all it is. It's a slider, man. That's all you need.
And I really like that at no point does that take control away. Like, someone might be explaining the next like campaign thing. You just walk away. And then they're like, okay, I wasn't finished, but see ya. The first time that happened, I was like, okay, that's quite funny.
Yeah. We'll probably talk about High Life at the end, because I did finish it. And we're probably a bit late to the story, but yeah. It's just a shame for Spoken's looking a bit bland.
Yeah. As one bland. Of like, I know it's not first party, but this was one of Sony's big tentpole AAAs for the year, because they don't have too much on the first party slate. So they, you know, they showed this at their massive showcase. People were super high on it. And it's, averaging about 68 with the last time I saw Metacritic, with more negative reviews than positive reviews. But
I was hyped for it. I was hyped for it.
Yeah, some people are still enjoying it. Like, there are some high scores there as well. So it's not just universally being panned. So, I mean, don't pay £70 for it, for God's sakes, but like, wait, and maybe it'll get cheaper, and then give it a go and render your own verdict.
The Polygon headline, for Spoken Review, open world adventure that gets good at the very end.
Yeah, I saw a few lines that were like, oh yeah, it gets really good, and then it finishes. But that's like 19 hours in, that happens as well. So it's like, it's not super long, doesn't sound like. So anyway, that was just an offhand comment I threw out. Anyway, talking of crap open world live service games, no, I'm joking. Marvel's Avengers, you may have heard of it. It's announced the end of development. Support will officially be ending in September. No new content is planned. Not many people cared.
Didn't even hear about it. Literally, nope. Doesn't matter.
Nope. Single player and multiplayer components will remain available when support ends in September. CD explained in the blog post, but November's 2.7 update, which introduced the Winter Soldier, is now confirmed to be the game's final content release, and March's 2.8 update will bring final balancing. So there's actually no more content. They've just ceased right now. And no new cosmetics are coming. I did see some other stuff. I don't know where it is in here. Blah, 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 blah. They're taking the premium currency, obviously, all that kind of shit. But I think they're making almost everything just free.
Then it might actually be worth playing.
I've seen a few people saying that. Yes, final quote. Finally, as a show of our appreciation to the games community, all marketplace, challenge card, and shipment cosmetics, including outfits, takedowns, emotes, and nameplates, will be made free to all players from the 31st of March onwards. So literally everything that was bullshit, grindable, or payable with money is now free. So, I mean, I played it because it was on Game Pass, and it's just not a very good game. It's just not fun. So, I mean, give it a go if you want, now that it's all free, but there are more things than cost money in your life. And if time is one of them, I cannot recommend it either. There are better things to play.
They got to 12 characters in the end.
That's not too bad. It came out in 2020,
and they got to 12. Mm. Yeah. Which I was just checking the roster. And Miss Marvel, Hawkeye, Winter Soldier... they've got Kate Bishop, Hawkeye. So they've done a lot of movie tie-in stuff and a TV show tie-in. And Mighty Four, you play as Jane Foster.
Yes.
Which actually, I would have been here for that. Jane Foster's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Only good thing about the recent Four film.
Nah, it was right.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was right.
I mean, as far as Marvel games go right now, there are much better Marvel games. Like, see the Game of the Year list.
Yep.
Yeah.
Marvel Snap. Right, moving on. Physical Disney TCG, Lorcana has announced the release date, starter decks, and all that kind of fun stuff. I think we covered this a couple of months ago. Disney announced that they were releasing a CCG, or TCG, called Lorcana, and it's going to have loads of cool stuff, like Mickey Mouse, and all that kind of cool shit. They've announced that it's going to come out in the 1st of September. You can get it first at Gen Con, so they're actually like doing the board game thing. So you'll be able to get it first at Gen Con, then it'll be mass release September 1st. It's got everything you expect from an LCG. It's coming with starter decks, it's coming with booster packs, it's coming with promo sets and that kind of stuff. The Mickey Mouse Brave Little Taylor card, which they... like, it was just a one-off card they released like 6 months ago. I've seen them going for hundreds and hundreds of pounds online in my like card trading circles and that kind of thing. It's become like a pretty rare collectible.
Double checking what the decks are.
Hades, King of Olympus, Mulan, Imperial Soldier, some other fun stuff.
I mean, I'll probably end up buying one just because. I was trying to work out which one would I buy to play it. And I'm probably going to go Moana and Mickey. Yeah. I think that's where I'm leaning.
Yeah. I've not got the pictures here. I want to see the pictures. Hold on. Look on the decks.
Yeah, because what you got, Cruella de Vil, and I can't work out who he is. One of the Disney princesses and Mufasa, or Simba, sorry. Yeah. So it looks to be six colours. Whatever the colours mean, which I'm assuming can be the same as any collectible card game. That's how you control your deck building.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Maleficent. I'm just looking at the picture. It would have been easier to see it written down than that. Maleficent, someone from Frozen, Mickey Mouse, the tailor, Moana. What looks like the broom from Fantasia.
But it's probably, I think that's not Mickey Mouse and the Fantasia Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, they've all got like one on the top and one on the bottom. Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway. It looks like each one comes with two characters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's very much like Reminds of Runeterra style, where you've got like your two champions.
Yeah.
But then you need to see how it actually pans out and plays. But I'll probably end up buying a deck just because.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Trying it out. Yeah.
Love a new TCG. I'll give them all a go. And, you know, this might be, if this pops off, which I imagine this will sell well, at least initially. If it starts going absolutely wild with Disney IPs, this could be pretty cool.
This is printing money. This is what we spoke about a few months ago. This is a license to print money. Disney fanatics plus trading card fanatics. There's an untapped market here. And there's enough Disney products to make a million versions of each character. Is this one where you buy a box and then sit on it and wait and see what happens in a year? Because I think a lot of people are going to be doing that.
Yeah, buy like 3 booster boxes, a couple to open, build some decks, sell some singles, and also keep one sealed kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, the way they're talking about it, the designers are talking about, you know, we want people to feel love for Disney in this game, or people to feel in love with this game. And they specifically mentioned they want it to be a rival to Magic and Pokemon. So, I mean, obviously they're going to say things like that, but like, it's not just like, oh, here's a new TCG with Disney, but they're not just, doesn't look like they're phoning it in, which is cool.
No, and like, it's some of the stuff, like even the starter deck, 60 cards, comes with the tokens, comes with a rulebook, comes with a booster pack as well. So like, actually, it already kind of starts you off on that. Ooh, that felt good opening this and getting X card from Certain to Feel My Love. Yeah. And you're hooked, you know.
Yeah, I like starter decks that throw in boosters. It's a small thing, but you get one random element.
It adds a
little
bit of like deck building element when you're learning. And it says, oh, actually, I'm going to replace this card with this. Yeah. And then I love it as well. I think it's a really clever way of getting people into it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch you open it.
Yeah, I will do loads. Finally, Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon miniatures game is coming this year. There already is a Game of Thrones miniatures game called Song of Ice and Fire. But now there's going to be another one based on both House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones. It's by Knight Models, who make the Batman miniatures game.
Okay.
There are no images or anything yet. It's going to incorporate both properties. And presumably other spin-offs as well. This seems more like the HBO licensed game, because it's Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon, as opposed to a Song of Ice and Fire miniatures game, which was more based on the books and that kind of stuff. So no other details, like gameplay or mechanic and that kind of stuff, but it will be announced more soon, later in the year.
I kind of forgot there was a miniatures game for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it was published by Simon, and they don't care.
In fact, they lost the license very quickly. Yeah.
Well, they might not have done. Like, this appears to be the series license, and the other one was the books license. But maybe they did lose the license already.
Possibly. It's not something I've seen any of our circuits for the Song of Ice and Fire tabletop game.
It doesn't say that it's like that one ceasing, but I presume it's. Yeah, they've done two. But anyway, might be cool. Who knows? Did you watch House of the Dragon?
It wasn't actually that bad. Yeah, like it captured some of the original joy of Game of Thrones, which was kind of more on the political side and more of the bit of the carnage.
Yeah.
But also the time skips were a little bit kind of poorly done. Like halfway through when they did. You've watched it, yeah?
I've not seen it, no.
Have you not? No. Oh, there's a time skip about 5-6 episodes in. But it does the classic time skip problem of finished episode, next episode, whoa! I spent hours learning all these people, and now they're slightly different faces to the people. Yeah. It makes sense as far as the story is concerned. So it is serviceable. Yeah. It's just a bit jarring.
Fair enough. Yeah, I've heard good things. Have you seen Last of Us yet?
No. Me and Emma are going to watch it once the series ends, and then basically do like a quick Now TV for a month and then watch it.
That seems fair.
Yeah. When we were talking about the Halo thing earlier, I was just thinking of the Halo Last of Us comparison, which is like, good TV show. Yeah.
Did you watch the Halo TV show?
Oh, did I fuck? I didn't need to. After all the discourse, which was more than usual internet discourse, I was like, I'm going to save myself 10 hours.
Fair enough. I get the impression it's like fine and that everyone is just overreacting. But then when you see the reaction to Last of Us, which is everyone overreacting, but in a different way, that it's probably not worth watching. Anyway, Last of Us sounds incredible. But, you know, they turned a game that's barely a game into a movie, into a TV series. So that's, it's to be expected, really. I don't think there's anything surprising about that. But yeah, same. I'm going to watch it when it's all done.
Oh, yeah, we're touch base. In the meantime, get to watch Love Island.
As I saw someone say on Twitter today, it's like, oh, I'm glad that, like, I'm not watching a show, but I also don't have to worry about spoilers. So anyway, no happens. I mean, there'll be twists and turns along the way or whatever, but, like, come on, everyone knows.
Somebody will die a really horrible death. And it will be somebody who you've developed some sort of affinity for, and then they'll die, and you'll be like, ah, my feelings. You know,
you know, Hollywood.
Yeah, I was getting real, like, Walking Dead vibes of how they're going to, like, build up the characters and eventually get a character you love and go, bye, that's the end of you.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, the game doesn't actually do much of that, really. I mean, not the first one. I mean, the beginning, yes, a lot of that kind of stuff happens. Similar to the second one, but then the whole journey is basically just the two of them. Does brother die about halfway through, actually? Yeah, I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's a few deaths in the first one.
Yeah. I forgot it.
Yeah.
Anyway, people saying it's the best video game story of all time need to fucking check themselves. Anyway, moving on. To nothing, in fact. That's the end. I'm cycling through tabs. You can see my face changing multiple colours as I go from light tabs to dark tabs. But that's it. So we're going to jump into games we played this period. Despite not having spoken about it for a very long time, I don't think we have too many. But it could be old, could be new, could be great, could be terrible. But yeah, do you want to go first? As always, Chris, what have you been playing?
Yeah, well, I played more Marvel Snap.
Yes.
And I got to collection level over 1,000.
Nice.
And mate, does that game drip feed you content after you get past CL 1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before 1,000, you actually get the older reserves and the probability is higher to unlock cards.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've hit the new fuck you part of the game.
The new reserve. So, yeah, a cash every 12 levels and one new card every 4 caches.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty slow.
Minimum, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's slow.
Not minimum. They changed it now, though. It's not much a pity timer. It's guaranteed. You get one every 4. So,
I mean, you can get some sooner, but it's like 22.5% chance or something like that.
Yeah, no, you can't. They've changed
it. You can. No, it's still got the same probability, and then it's a pity timer. So if you get one pulled for the 22.5, then it will reset the pity timer for another 4 after that. So you might get one sooner. You sure?
Yeah. There's caches in are in 4. You get those 4 in a row every single time. You get new card, you get cosmetic, you get collector's tokens, and you get currency. The order of those might be different. So if the first one of those, you get a card, and then you might get currency, collector's tokens, cosmetics. And then in this next 4, you might get cosmetics, currency, whatever the other one is, a new card. So a new card might be 1 every 7, but then in the next one, you're definitely going to get it in the next 4 kind of thing. It's not a percentage chance anymore. It's always...
I thought it was both, because the article I was reading was mid-Jan talking about it, because I was trying to learn about it, because I was getting wound up. But
that's how Series 3 works. Once you're complete with Series 3... then Series 4 is
then it changes
only
again.
A percentage chance, and the pity time is like 900 levels. So that's not fun. But yes, whilst you're going through Series 3, it's always those 4 in a row, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. So you might get card if you get the 4th slot on the first slot, or you might get card, something, 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 card.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, you're right. I've read an article to relearn about it. And I've just checked the app. And yeah, you're right. Literally. You motherfuckers. I thought maybe there's a percent chance you might get one sooner. But no, you're right.
No,
it's literally fuck you. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's better because the old system was worse. Like, that was percentage chance and then pity timers, but it worked out much slower.
It's still a fun game that gets in the way of itself. But I'm enjoying it as a bit of like a quick game. But it's very much you play it for 5 minutes in the morning. 5 minutes at lunch, 5 minutes in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's one of those.
I was thinking the other day, like, how many times in the day do I play? There's probably about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. I play that game quite a lot still.
Yeah, I've calmed down a bit just because it's like the progress is slow and I'm not doing a season pass a month. That game ain't worth £10 a month. That game ain't worth £120 a year. So I'm just kind of...
No.
I've parked Zabu. It's like, fuck off, big cat. I don't care enough about you.
Kind of depends on the card, like... Surfer was definitely worth it. Zabu's not.
Surfer's pretty cool, man. I was cool with that. I put in the rewards. It cost me like 30p. That's all I had to spend. That was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get a reward, you can probably get every other pass free, depending on how many rewards you're getting, kind of thing.
I think I'm looking at about 1 in 3.
1 in 3, yeah. Which is quite handy. Well, if you use that, I don't know if the pass comes under it, but there's that Google Play thing in the store.
I don't get it. I've checked. I haven't got the coupon. Apparently, it's certain accounts get in, certain don't, but I don't understand how.
Oh, really? Because I got it and then it stayed there. Like, I could pick it again as well.
Motherfucker, you got my one.
Yeah, I got multiple coupons. I don't know how that works, but yeah, I got the Lunar New Year bundle for £2.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at it going, if I buy that for, I've got £2.30 in rewards, I was like, if I get the coupon plus the rewards, then it's free, then it would be worth it. Yeah,
exactly.
But no, it's still alright. It's all right. It's a nice little game to play in the middle of playing other games.
Yeah.
Which has been Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. It's pretty fucking good game.
Whatever it's called.
It's a good game, dude. It's a good game. I believe I'm near the final section of the game. And I proceeded to die on a 3-tier boss twice in a row. The third tier. It took about 10-15 minutes to get back to that point, and then I died again. I was like, it's 11 o'clock at night, I've got work in the morning, I ain't doing this, I ain't finishing this. So basically after this, I know where I'm going, which is to try and actually see it through.
Nice.
But man, that game's got heart for days. It's got heart for days, it's got charm, it's cute. Yeah, sometimes the combat's a bit monotonous, and it's very old school in a sense that it's grindy. That game is unashamedly grindy.
Yeah.
But it's such a good JRPG, and I'm very much enjoying it. And you would love it, even though I know you're not going to play it for a while.
Yeah, I'm not going to play it. I know I'd love it. Like, I think, I don't know if we talked about that here or not, but like, that is like the one thing in my catalogue that's like a huge glaring omission that like my favourite film studio is Studio Ghibli. They helped make this at JRPG, which is my favourite genre of games, and for some reason I just never played this. It doesn't make sense. Like, I would absolutely love this game, but I'm playing other stuff, and every time I finish something, I'm like, I could play it. I've had it installed for like years, but I just don't, because I know it's a lot of time and I want to spend time on it, but I always want to play something else at the time. It's one of those weird ones now, but like, I will eventually. But I'm pretty sure, like, as far as JRPG goes, like, I'd rather, I kind of want to play Yakuza 7 or Persona 5 first, because they're newer kind of thing. They might get taken Game Pass quicker, like that kind of stuff, you know. There's always an excuse. I'll play it at some point.
It's interesting. I've had the exact opposite. I had a few games I wanted to play, and I just wanted something a bit like, a bit more thinky and a bit more story. The last few games I played at the end of the year were all kind of like, what, High on Life isn't really a story game, Two Point Campus, Vampire Survivors. I spent like the last 3 months just cracking out action games that I was like, I'm here for it. I'm here for a slow, drawn out story, which I can commit some time to. And yeah, that's scratching an itch I needed. I need you to play Odyssey, because if this year 16 comes out and 72 comes out, plus then Odyssey's in the mix, it's like, it's potentially year of the JRPG, mate.
Odyssey?
One Piece Odyssey.
Yeah, I'm definitely playing that as well. So, fucking 2 Final Fantasies this year. Like,
this is what I'm saying. It's going to be year of the JRPG.
I'm having a baby, Chris. I can't play all these games.
I've seen videos of guys playing World of Warcraft with a baby and a little carrier on their chest, right?
Yeah, but I'll have a toddler and a baby and a job. This doesn't work. It doesn't work my last though. I can play Sonic. Yeah. I can play Marvel Snap with one hand while feeding. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to come
Which
down to.
Which is why Marvel Snap has become like my most played game. No, that's not true. I'm like, I see people, like, there was that meme going around yesterday of like on some video game subreddits. People like, oh, I just don't play games anymore, like, kind of like feel like they've aged out of it because their family are
I saw this as well.
Yeah. And I'm like, I complain because before, the amount of games I was playing would be classed as too much, and now it's probably like a regular human level of game. Mm-hmm. Like, I am, you know, I've finished the games I want to play. Like, okay, more games come out than ever, like, I can't play everything I want to play because I still think I'm this child that can play absolutely everything all the time and watch every TV show and read every book, paint every miniature, go to every football game. It's like, at some point, like, you you can't. And that's not because
something's got
to
give.
Yeah, that's not because you decided to have a family. It's like, that's just not how people live. Like, you can't do all of that. And like, you know, I've played a lot of Sonic. I played High on Life. Like, I'm playing the games that I want to play, and I'm getting through it. Like, it's not as terminal as some people make out. If you, you know, if you have a healthy relationship with your partner and can discuss and do these things and that kind of stuff as well, that kind of helps.
You mean having a healthy relationship where you're allowed to do your own thing while also simultaneously not negatively impacting the relationship? Whoa, fucking calm down.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So there's ways around it. Some stuff has to give. I don't play tabletop RPGs anymore.
But oh, honestly, stuff's got to give.
I just buy books and read
them. Because I'm trying to do the house stuff, I can't spend money this month. So actually having something which is... yeah. At least, like, a bit consuming. Where if I want to sit on a Sunday, because I can't order takeout because I'm on a diet and I'm saving money for mortgage. Like, if I want to play it for 6 hours and Emma's doing her own thing, then I can, you know? And hence why it's worked for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, RPGs are good. They're good value for money as well, if you're, like, that way inclined, or if, you know, feeling the pinch a little bit. That's why I used to buy... Not why I used to play so many, but, like, definitely fucking helps if you can play one game and then you can get 150 hours out of it instead of 7. Or how long First Spoken is, 12
yes,
hours.
Yes, like High on Life. Wouldn't have paid money for High on Life. Glad I played it.
Yeah.
It was a very fun 9 to 10 hours. And then just just ended. And I was like, okay, cool. Did you finish it?
No, I got about 8. So I got about, I did like, is it 8 bounties? There's 4 in the top row and 4 in the bottom row or something as you go through it. I think I did 5.
8 bounties and I think the final boss...
So I think I did 5 or 6. It was all right. I just wanted to move on.
I mean, honestly, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's what I was playing against, and I did.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, when that game ends as well, it just stops.
Yeah.
Like, to the point it's almost disappointing when it stops, because, like, oh, there's not really much to do or care about, and it's done. Uninstall.
Yeah, done for good.
Yeah, oh, 100%, 100%. Literally finished what I did. Went to the world map and went, things I don't care about. Bing.
Yeah.
Gone. Yeah. It was all right. It's all right. I laughed. Yeah,
it's all right.
I laughed. I had some good moments.
I thought it was quite funny in places. But yeah, the gameplay was fine. I like the guns all having multiple things. But when you have to start switching between 4 guns, that's not ideal. And they've all got 2 fires. So there's just a lot going on.
I just didn't use 2 of them. I only ever used the Morty gun and the big, like the one, the creature one. Because the creature one, of course, you just fire around corners and the creatures go, yay, jump on the thing behind cover.
Oh, God. Yeah. The Morty gun was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it was a surprisingly okay game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did finish fucking Tinykin, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good game, man. It's a pretty good game. Yeah. Smashed out. If you want some cozy, but I don't think you'll see it now. It sounds like you've got enough on your plate, games-wise, to keep you busy.
Yeah, I'm going to finish Sonic, which should be soon. I'll talk about that in a minute. What was next? I think there was something coming out soon. Let me check Game Pass. That's the thing. I always feel like if I'm like a day or two before a new release, I'll just wait.
You've got Atomic Heart. That's, I think, mid-Feb.
That was the 10th of Feb.
I think. And then I think Wolong is March.
How long is my birthday?
Or was it?
That's how I remember it.
Don't remember your birthday, so you know, I'm gonna assume end of March.
Okay, no, yeah, it was those 2. 21st of Feb for Atomic Heart and Wolong 3rd of March. So actually there's nothing coming up too soon. So I might pick up Yakuza 5.
You've got to get through them. We got to get through them, man. I know you do.
I really want to play 7, but I do want to play 5 and 6 first, and then I want to play Judgment as well. So it's been a while since I played the Yakuza again. I mean, relatively. I only played 1 last year, I think. Oh, no, I played 3 and 4 last year.
Yeah, you're averaging 2 a year, mate.
Averaging two a year. That's not bad.
I mean, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. While we're on the topic, kind of, but not really, this Thursday, Xbox Developer Direct Showcase, they announced. They're going to be showing a live stream, loads of details for... I think they've very specifically said it's going to be The Elder Scrolls Online, Forza Motorsport, Minecraft Legends, and Redfall. It's going to be a bit of a deep dive into all of them. They've also deliberately called it a Developer Direct. It's not going to be flashy trailers. It's not going to be announcements. It's just going to be, here's a live stream, here's details on these four games. Everyone thinks there's going to be dates for Redfall and Forza, which are the two that I would be interested in anyway, which is quite cool. They also said no Starfall. Starfall will very specifically have its own showcase because it's a big enough game. So that'll be good. One of the first big streamy things of the year.
I do hope we get some dates. Microsoft have kind of had a really floppy year. Yeah. So they do kind of need to like actually do something.
As of recording, it's in 2 days, and I saw some stuff just today that said Forza and Redfall were getting dates. So hopefully. I mean, for me, Forza's the one for me. Like, I love a track racing game. I love a track racing game every couple of years, and I've not played one for a couple of years. So it's the kind of thing that comes around, and you're like, oh, hell yeah. Turn 10 are incredible, and they've had a lot of time to work on this one, so I've got pretty high expectations. It should be very, very good. And I think they didn't mention it. It's not that dated, but I think it was like in a financial statement or something that it will be in the first half of the year. So hopefully soon. I want to play it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And I think people are just guessing about Redfall, but could be March, April kind of time.
So whether it's like cautious guessing because I just want to hear something.
I think that's guessing, but I think that's the thing. Like when they mentioned Forza being half one game, that could have been 6 months ago. And then that's obviously timelines changed, that kind of stuff. You never really know, but yeah.
I see Redfall like October, November. Like I just don't see it before then.
I mean,
if Starfield gets pushed back, like everyone thinks it's going to do, then you delay Redfall to get you your big tentpole Christmas release.
That's the main thing.
I think they'll push it back.
I think Tesso, nobody gives a shit about that. But if it's Forza, Minecraft Legends, Redfall and Starfield for this year, they're going to probably want one in each quarter because amongst the financial results and all that kind of bullshit, they like to spread them out a little bit. So I guess it really does depend when Starfield is going to get to. If they think it's going to be pushed all the way to November, December, then Redfall's your September game, Forza's your April game, and Minecraft's they'll spread them out. And I think it all kind of relies on Starfield, which we don't know when that's going to be yet. Wherever.
Yeah. Or whether it's going to be good because it's still Bethesda.
It'll be good. It'll just be a janky mess to start with. And to end with.
Yeah. It's like, what level of jank are we talking now these days? That's a funny jank. Like in Fallout where you can actually see yourself as a baby and it's actually not a baby. It's just a shortened pixeled version of yourself. Yeah. It's fucking hysterical. Or Scarlet Violet level of jank where, you know, God forbid you capture something in hard crash.
It's just not fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's fun broken and there's not fun broken.
Mm-hmm.
They do tend to skirt the line of the fun broken more than
Fallout 4 was definitely on the more broken side when it released and got to fun broken. We have to see.
They fixed it into a fun broken state. Patched it towards fun broken.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
No, how's Sonic Frontiers then, mate?
Really fucking good. Still really good. Love it. Absolutely loving it. I'm on the last island. I think I've done like 8 of the 9 levels on the last island, basically collecting the last emeralds for the last boss, I think. So I've done quite a lot. I'm like nearing 20 hours. It's long, longish game.
Does it feel like it's a 20-hour game? You know, like sometimes it drags a bit and it feels like it's a bit long in the tooth? Or do you feel actually it was worth your time to the end?
Yeah, definitely. It's like it follows the same formula all the way through, but it's like really enjoyable, incredibly bite-sized gaming in fully open worlds, but like semi, you know, in the way that you teleport to other bits and pieces. But no, really good. And it's never felt that long. The first three islands are similar. You fight big old baddies in the world to get cogs. You use the cogs to open up the portals, which then take you to separate levels. Each level's only about 2 to 5 minutes. You complete challenges in those to get keys. You use the keys to unlock the carousel sandwich. You get all the carousel sandwich, you fight the boss. And you just do that 3 times. But in each of the worlds as well, there's the memory tokens of the people you're trying to help who are like trapped in the digital thing. I think I mentioned, like, you know, Amy's the one on the first island, then it's Knuckles and then it's Tails. And there's literally hundreds across the whole island. And each one is like in the air somewhere or through a thing, but it's always like a tiny bite-sized challenge of just like, oh, you go through this loop and then you go here, and like sometimes it will like switch you, like you'll hit a spring and then it'll switch you into 2D. So you're in the open world, but you're doing a little 2D thing. You jump out, you get the token, and then it's like, no, you're 3D again. And it like really switches and incorporates like classic Sonic structures with open world stuff. And it's literally constant. Like you jump out of that one and then you can see like four other things you can go do. And you're just doing that throughout the world. You unlock maps by doing other challenges like timed runs or like battle challenges and things like that. So there's just a lot going on, but it's super bite-sized, like hundreds and hundreds of super bite-sized things all just kind of meshed together. The levels themselves are really good. The soundtrack's fucking awesome. The supersonic fights are absurd, like yeah. Dragon Ball Z. They really fucking lean into Super Saiyan Sonic as mm-hmm. as
like more like comic Sonic rather than like video game Sonic.
Yeah. He's like nice. Fucking grabbing shit, powering up, slam dunking enemies the size of buildings and things like that. It's like some of those are just insane. Then you hop to another island, which has just got like eight puzzles or six puzzles, which are these really, really tall towers that each one is like centered around a different like traversal style or a battle style. So one uses a lot of the wall climbing and one uses a lot of the homing attack springs, that kind of stuff. But they're really fucking high. And like it is, you do get like, oh Jesus, like if I make a mistake, I'm going to fall a very long way. Like you do get that kind of, oh, you know, that feeling when you go really high. And then you do that and you get to that. And then you go back to the last island, which is the one I'm on, which is the same structure as the first ones, but it should get in the tokens for one of the unique characters in this called something. Can't remember. Doesn't really matter. The story's actually all right. Like it pans out a little bit on this island.
It's not really what you're doing it for, though.
Not like, what
Sonic games
for.
Aren't ever known for like exciting slash that the story's not what you're there for. You know, the story just kind of helps keep the gameplay, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, great value. Really good. Really enjoying it. Feels good. Like some of the levels, when you Sonic having to do slow jumps, not very good. And they also just throw in some random shit as well. I did a level that was he was just skateboarding down a hill. Why not? Skateboard down a section, then a quick slow section, then you skateboard down a section, then the level's over. There's another one that was set up like the Sonic R, like Sonic Racing. So all of a sudden, you're running forward. It's like a lot of the levels have like rolling start, so it's like 3, 2, 1, and you're just off. And it just controls differently. You're drifting around the corner. And you're like, why did you code this? It's like, that level is terrible, but it takes like 2 minutes, and then you do it like 2 or 3 times to do all the challenges. Doesn't happen again. So what? Why did you do that? The skateboarding one, never again. Like literally just 2 minutes in one level, and then it's like this is silly.
Why would you make a whole mechanic just for a couple of levels?
Yeah, not only a couple of levels, one level of like 6, 12, 18 of 27, 28, 29 levels.
Oh man, it reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy when they've got like one chapter where you get to play in the Milano and you're flying it round. That's fucking awesome and it's really fun.
Yeah,
and it lasts like 10 minutes and you never do it again. And you're like, how much time and energy did you spend on this thing that you used just once? I'm not saying reuse your assets all day, but also maybe at least use at least maybe 2, 3 times.
In this one, it does not make sense because it does reuse assets in levels. Like there are like a couple of chemical plant style levels, there's a couple of Green Hill Zone levels, a couple of like Escape from the City levels. But then there's just these two. There's like the running one and the fucking skateboarding. It's like, Jesus. It's just so much fun. It's just genuinely fun. Even when it's like bad, even when it's like, oh, this controls terribly for this small section, you're still like, ding, 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 like, and then I'm out. Hey, I got the key. Go get the emerald and go do the boss. Like, really fun. Really recommend it. It's one of the better games I played last year, for sure. This would be easily top 5 had I played slightly more of it going into game.
Oh, this would have knocked Strangers out.
Was that my 5 in the end? But then I would have moved that to... I definitely would have had that as my
honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they would have swapped. No, this is better than nobody. I probably would have had this.
Ooh, coming to the end. This is moving creeping up.
It's moving up. I think I would have had this as 3.
Yeah.
Fair. Marvel 4. And then nobody 5. Stranger is honorable mention.
Do remastered count? As far as Game of the Year is concerned. Because Ni No Kuni was the 22 release, but it was the remaster slash re-edition, wasn't it?
Definitely not, because it's the same up-res. No.
So it would have slapped under the best old game, which probably would have beaten Bugsnax at the rate I'm going. So it's, but yeah, what's nice about Jan, though, you play games without worrying about it being like...
I know,
Like the last 3 months of the year, I worry about fresh games. And now I'm like, I can just enjoy whatever I feel like enjoying. No pressure, no stress. It's kind of nice.
It's a good time to play older stuff. It just happened I was already playing Sonic. But yeah, that's why when I was thinking earlier, I was like, oh yeah, I might play a Yakuza or I might play Persona. Like, because it doesn't matter. We're not time crunchy getting towards Game of the Year, so...
No, we're not feeling guilt about not playing the bloody games that we want to talk about.
No, there's plenty of time for that.
I mean, I think I'll be playing Fire Emblem shortly after this as well. So yeah, I think I might be on a bit of an RPG spree. And if that One Piece Odyssey is good, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on physical prices and or digital, wherever I can get it cheap.
If it goes too cheap too quickly, good luck with that.
I mean, it probably will do, because it's One Piece game. It's the kind of thing, though, that like maybe buys it so it stays expensive.
No, but definitely ping me Frontiers once you're finished. No, 100% really down for that.
Yeah, it's £60. That's annoying. Yeah, well, as soon as there's a sale, I'll play it. But until then, there's so much stuff to play. There was one other thing I was going to mention. Not a game I played. It was... something about Game Pass. Phil, have you played anything else? What are you looking forward to playing soon? What have you decided? What are you going to play after this?
After this, Sonic Frontiers.
Well, if I'm not done with that in time.
Probably Fire Emblem, to be honest. Fire Emblem Three Warriors. Yeah.
Oh,
Three Houses. No, Fire Emblem Three Houses, because I've got that on the Switch.
Not Engage.
Not the latest one. It's not out yet, is it?
Yes.
Fuck,
I've heard a lot of podcasts talk about it. Maybe it's
not. Fuck, I missed that.
It's got... Yeah. Apparently, it's got way, way less visual novel bullshit in it. Way less conversational stuff. It's just... It's more Final Fantasy Tactics, as in battle, setup, battle, setup, battle, setup, battle, setup.
I didn't notice that came out 3 days ago.
So the people that don't care about the visual novel / relationship building / stroking people's heads prefer Engage. But unfortunately, the people that review games are raging nerds. So I think Three Houses is probably still rated slightly higher.
I think I'd probably enjoy Engage more.
Yeah.
Seeing as how much I enjoyed Warriors, I probably will. But that's interesting. £43 from Argos. Fuck.
Already? What? Engage? Damn.
Then Argos sells Switch games for £40. The average Switch game at Argos is £40. This is the reason I bought so many, because I'm buying them at 40 and then selling them back for about 20, 25. Yeah. So I'm getting a pretty decent return. But yeah, didn't know that had already come out. I might be going to Argos later this week.
Nice.
Because I love a good Fire Emblem game. Actually, you know, that's really troublesome that that's out already.
Yeah. These things keep coming. We were just talking about not having to play new games. You were about to say you're about to play a 3-year-old game, and I'm like, what about this brand new game instead?
Yeah, the 4-year-old game, or the brand new one that's just come out. I'm like, it took me 4 years to get around to playing the old one.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks really good. Ah, you piece
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I've heard it.
You're a turd. You're absolute turd. Opens up the banking app. When's payday? How's my savings for the mortgage looking?
Nice. I found what I was going to say. Anyway, Donut County is leaving Game Pass. If you have Game Pass, you should play Donut County. It is very fun and only takes about 2 hours.
It's such a fun little game.
It's so good. It's really funny. You control a hole in the floor and you move the hole around and things fall in it. And as more things fall in it, the hole gets bigger until you're like cars and buildings are falling in the hole. And then the level ends and then a raccoon says some funny shit. And then you move on to the next level and you do exactly the same thing. You do about 6 times and then the game's over. Very, very fun. It's probably only about $10. But it's whilst it's free, go play it. I said free. Whilst it's on Game Pass, go play it. Game Pass is free.
As good as free. For nerds like us. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, get your money's worth out of it just from playing Ni No Kuni.
Exactly.
Or like at least 3 months. Yeah.
Or 8 Yakuza games. There is so much on Game Pass.
Have they got a release date for Like a Dragon 2?
Yes, there's two. There's two Yakuza's coming out this year.
Oh, is it two coming out this year?
Ishin, which is a remake of Ishin, which is a game that uses Kiryu and modern the characters from the series, but a story from the past, like Edo era Japan. And then the Like a Dragon sequel, which is called Man with No Name or something like that, which reintroduces Kiryu apparently. So obviously Ishin is combat style and Like a Dragon 2 is turn-based.
Yeah, do then keep it so you've got the two different types.
They're basically doing three. They're doing, and Judgment. There'll be a Judgment 3 at some point. So they've got three now. They've got Yakuza Combat, Yakuza... Well, they're not calling them Yakuza anymore. Like a Dragon action game, Like a Dragon turn-based game, and then Judgment, which is the detective action game, which I thought would take over from the Like a Dragon action game, but then they're making the new Ishin game. So basically, I think Microsoft gave them a lot of money for Game Pass, because now they're just like, hey, we're just making like four games now. Mm-hmm. And like they're getting really popular. The studio head actually came out in the last few months and said Game Pass was like the best thing to happen to us. Like it has been the one huge like uptick in Western sales and Western sentiment has been the Game Pass stuff. Like it was such a niche game on PlayStation. Not that like, obviously there's more people that have PlayStations, but you know, if a game's over there and it's 60 quid and it's a weird thing that you don't care about, it's like, oh, it's weird.
It's the same
shit.
With like Fire Emblem rarely coming over here. Advance Wars was like the Western Fire Emblem. And I remember that Advance Wars made me play Fire Emblem afterwards because I was like, this is a really good game. And then you learn there's six Fire Emblems before you even knew what it was. And you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, exactly. So like, these are always good games, but sometimes it does take all of them hitting a completely free service for people to realize it, I guess. Anyway, all right, that's gonna do it. My voice is failing me, so I need to go.
It's nice speaking to you.
Pleasure.
Cheers for powering free.
All good. I'm gonna go sit quietly and I'm gonna go do bath and bed. Gonna go see Finn. Right, have a good everyone. That's gonna do it from us. If you want to reach out, downtime_gaming on Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of fun stuff. Email us if you like, contact downtimegaming@gmail.com. We will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Yeah, where it'll be February. We'll have a lowdown on the Microsoft developer thingy and every other thing that happens between then. But yeah, thanks everyone. Stay safe out there and we'll see you same time next time.
It's been a pleasure. Take it easy.
Cheers.